Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul talking today about we're all in this boat together.
Yes, that's exactly the phrase from Dr. King that I referenced during the Ellis Island inauguration that the governor and I both had. We may have come to this country in different ships, our ancestors, whether you came on a slave ship or you came through Ellis Island, like my grandparents did 90 years ago from the country of Ireland, fleeing poverty. But the moral of the story is that the movement started by Dr. King back in the 50s and 60s is as alive today as it was back then, because we've not completed the task of ensuring that there's full equality for everyone. And there's actually surveys that are out here just recently released that talk about race relations in our country today, and it's actually declining in terms of whether or not we're making progress. And that's very disheartening, but it compels all of us to take up that task, that responsibility that has been entrusted to us, the legacy of Dr. King that we celebrate today, and do something about it. So I had the opportunity today to talk about some of the policies that Governor Cuomo and I and our administration are pursuing, and we believe now with the Democratic Senate we'll be able to make some meaningful social justice and racial justice reforms that have been long overdue, that have not been addressed because we've not had the votes in the Senate to even entertain these bills. So we're excited about that possibility, and I wanted to share those thoughts here while I'm in Buffalo today.
Can you briefly talk just a little bit about those three?
Yes, one is criminal justice reform, and we did raise the age a year or so ago because there was a disparity in terms of how young people were being treated compared to even other states where we treated teenagers as if they were adults. We were able to change that. But one thing that still remains is the injustice of a bail system where an individual who's determined to not be a threat to society, where if they could simply come up with the money, they're able to go free. It's unfair to people who don't have the resources when you think about that disparity. And a lot of young people of color, particularly men of color, end up spending time in jail because their family didn't have the ability to post bail. We're going to address that as well. Again, we're talking about nonviolent crimes that a judge has determined that if you've got the money, you can go out. And we're going to fix that. But also, when you talk about disparity and how women of color are treated, there's still a significant pay gap for women of color compared to men, white men, or even white women. And that's something that I've been addressing as a co-chair of a task force dealing with pay disparity in our state. And one last issue I touched on, something that a lot of people don't think about until it affects your family. Maternal mortality rates are higher in our country than in many other countries, which is an overall problem. But the number of African American women or women of color, their fatality rate in a delivery room is much higher than the average for white women. So there's something going on there, some insidious discrimination, some effects that we have to figure out the cause of and address that as well.
So is that going to take a state investigation? How do you see that playing out?
We're having hearings on this right now. I'm working on this Council of Women and Girls with Secretary of State, or Secretary to the Governor, Melissa DeRosa. We spearhead this initiative, and we're having hearings on this around the state. We're also addressing the issue of child care as well. So these are some of the issues that affect families and have been barriers to women being able to get into the workforce overall, not having access to quality health care. So we're really trying to peel back a lot of these issues that haven't been addressed and having the light of hearings and attention and legislation focused on them until now.
Numerous women have already declared their intent to run for the presidency in 2020. Crystal Peoples Stokes, yourself on a state level, as well as Kirsten Gillibrand, both state and national. Can you talk about the change in attitude as women as politicians and this generation kind of being seen as a golden age in our country's history?
I would say so. Part of it is that Hillary Clinton did break the glass ceiling in becoming the very first woman to be the nominee of a major party to run for president. So that was shattered back a few years ago, and so I think women are now benefiting from the fact that there already was a first, and so it's easier for the next wave to come in. But also I think it's a pushback against the Trump administration when you realize that there's a lot of policies pertaining to women that aren't being addressed properly, whether it's reproductive health, something we're going to address here in the state of New York, or it's the whole Me Too movement and how you have someone in the office of president who obviously, even before he became president, did not show respect to women in terms of how he spoke about them or treated them and things he admitted with his own words. So I think there's just women who are just frustrated, and I've been calling on women to step up and run for office my entire life. I've done training for them, I've encouraged them, I've mentored them, and so I'm seeing that this particular year is so exciting. On top of the record number of women who went to Congress this year, just sworn in a couple weeks ago. So it's an exciting time for women, but we still have a long way to go. Still 20% of the members of Congress are women. State capital, we went up to 31% from 28, which is progress. And having Crystal Peoples-Stokes in a great position and Tish James, and so I'm no longer the only statewide woman official. I'm hoping that all these stories will be a source of inspiration to other people that are considering it, that it can be done, but also to young girls and teenage girls who should be thinking about the full possibility of their own lives. A lot of young men think they want to run for office when they're in high school or college. Very few young women do. And I want that mindset to be shattered as well. I want them to see themselves as possible leaders and to go on a path toward public service, because it's enormously satisfying to do what I've been blessed to do my entire life, which is to serve my community.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.